Be sure to check out Agogi Combatives, a 17,000 square foot MMA haven located out in Rossville, Georgia. At Agogi, you're going to learn from the best coaches and athletes in the region. Just check out Jazzy, the Jazzmania Devil Sergeant, and Torres Finney, who have been on this podcast before. Torres actually has a pretty big fight coming up here very soon for Jorge Masvidal's Icon Fighting Championship. So you're really learning from the real deal over at Agogi Combatives. And the big thing there is it's real mixed martial arts, not some of that fake stuff that you see out on Instagram and TikTok. No, this is the real deal. If you want to see their full selection of classes from Krav Maga, youth wrestling, striking, head on over to agogicombatives.com. One more time, that's agogicombatives.com.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
You're suspect.
This is how I went.
We are back here on a Wednesday edition of the Watch It Podcast, a sick Wednesday edition. You could probably hear throat having some issues, a little nasally, weather's changing. That time of year, leaves are falling. It's just the way it goes. You can't be mad about it. You gotta live with it. And here I am living with it. And here we are doing a wonderful Wednesday edition of the podcast. Been doing a lot of traveling. Had a lot of catching up to do. Had some football to watch on Sunday. Recently just got back from Asheville, North Carolina. Beautiful place. If you guys have never been, especially if you're into the breweries and things like that, they are literally everywhere. You turn the corner and there's three more. It's like a hydra. You know, you cut one head off and two more pop up in its place. You know, it was a great time. Lovely nature, lovely scenery, excellent people. Shout out to the city of Asheville. Some great places to watch a football game of both kinds, really. I had a great time on Saturday at this place called Old London Road. It was in like the Asheville Arts District. It was like a soccer place. And that's fine with me. And they had Ireland and Scotland on, which was a great game. And then right when that was over, they put on Tennessee and Florida in the American football. And that was a hell of a game as well. I had a blast watching that. And it's no secret, if you guys remember from my live radio days, that I'm not a fan of the University of Tennessee football or anything really at all. In fact, I'm quite the detractor, quite the naysayer, quite the hater, if you will. I am definitely not a VFL like everybody else at the station. I guess KJ's not really a VFL. He's more of an Alabama guy, but that was a great game between Florida and Tennessee. Florida a little sneaky there at the very end. Really sneaky. Really, really sneaky, actually. And like I said, watch football on Sunday. Crazy game between Buffalo and Miami. Buffalo takes their first loss, and it's just weird that our two remaining undefeated teams are the Dolphins and the Eagles. Not necessarily something I would have predicted when the season started. A lot of people were pretty high on Philadelphia, so maybe some people would have seen this coming. I'll be the first to admit that I thought it was a little overhyped. But I'm happy to be wrong in this instance. I'm happy to be wrong. And something else I was wrong about was them waiting to announce Deadpool 3. That, obviously, is one of the few major Marvel characters that I would call myself truly invested in. Is Deadpool, because it's something drastically different from the standard comic book movie. Deadpool 1, amazing. Deadpool 2, still really good. Not by any means a bad movie, just different than the first. In some ways better, in some ways worse. And a lot of people, it's been a minute. I think Deadpool 2 was like 2017, 2018. So it's been a minute since we've seen Wade Wilson. And a lot of people thought we were going to be getting something at that D23, like Disney's big expo. Didn't get it. And then, of course, the way it was announced is late Tuesday night. So last night at the time of recording this, Ryan Reynolds posts this video to Twitter. And it's him talking about ideas he had for Deadpool 3. And then Hugh Jackman walks through the background. He's like, hey, Hugh, you want to play Wolverine one more time? And he's like, yeah. And then they cut to Whitney Houston. The Whitney Houston's I'll Always Love You.
What an incredible way to announce a movie. I love the sneaky drops. You know, I understand the whole idea behind having the long teaser campaign and the big stage announcements at San Diego Comic-Con, D23, all of these different events out there. But to me, there's nothing like just dropping a trailer on Twitter or YouTube or whatever at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday. Because no one's looking for it. It's so much of a surprise. And it's really interesting that they're taking this movie in such a interesting direction with Hugh Jackman coming back as Wolverine, and we're finally having the Ryan Reynolds Deadpool Wolverine combo. It's just weird to me, and I'm not weird in a bad way, but weird in the sense that nobody knew about this. I feel like now, especially with the Marvel movies, it's like we know everything about the movie before it even comes out. We know everything. You know, we know this guy's going to be in it, he's going to come in at this time, and then they're going to all do this and this, this, and this. It's like the whole script basically gets leaked. So the fact that they were able to keep this so tightly under wraps is impressive, and maybe it was a decision that they didn't know was happening until very recently, because the movie's not coming until September of 2024. Yeah, it's going to be a hot minute until we see Deadpool 3 and the return of Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, which honestly, to me, if you're just asking me, is one of the best performances of all time. Superhero performances, that is. Not saying it's like the Citizen. I mean, you know, maybe it's the Citizen Kane of superhero movies. We don't know. It could be anything. And then they had another really good movie that I just saw. Another good teaser, rather, that I just saw, where it's like they're talking about how it all happened and then the music starts playing over them. So I'm really, really excited to see how that movie turns out. Like I said, big fan of Deadpool and everything really surrounding that character. It's funny. It's raunchy. One of my favorite words people used to describe movies. Don't really get that anymore. And I'm excited to see it. And something else I'm excited to see in the news was Francis Ford Coppola's new film, which is allegedly his biggest movie, which is this movie called Megalopolis, which is going to have Adam Driver in it. It's Francis Ford Coppola's return to large-scale filmmaking, and recently this report from IndieWire said that the movie is going to debut never-before-seen technology. Oh, yeah. Never before seen technology, as it's going to be the first feature shot on LED on an LED volume stage, which I'm looking at a picture of this. I don't really know how to explain it, but this could look really awesome. And Coppola said that he wants to have one foot in the past and one foot in the future for making this movie, which that is awesome. Plus, it's going to be a self-funded movie. Well, semi-self-funded. Francis is putting, quote, tens of millions of dollars into the movie. And Francis, not only is a very accomplished filmmaker, making movies like The Godfather, The Conversation, Apocalypse Now, he's also a very accomplished winemaker with his Coppola brand of wines. Pinots, Merlots, Cabs. Hell, he even has a Pinot Grigio. It's pretty good stuff. I'm really excited about this one. They say that they're going to start shooting it in Georgia, so probably in the Atlanta area, coming up here in 2 months, November of 2022. And they say it's going to be a long shoot going until March of 2023. Movie stars Adam Driver, Natalie Emmanuel, who's best known as playing Missandei in Game of Thrones, Forest Whitaker, Lawrence Fishburne, John Voight, Aubrey Plaza, and Shia LaBeouf. Going to be in this movie. Talia Shire, Jason Schwartzman, Grace Vanderwaal, Catherine Hunter, and James Remar, who is best known as Dexter's dad, is going to be in this movie. So very, very excited for everything really surrounding that. And, you know, it's not in 2022, but if it was, it'd be one of my most anticipated movies of the year. Some quick disclaimers before we get into our main topic here of the show, which is me telling you month by month for the remainder of the year which movies I'm going to be the most excited for. Just want to say two things. I've gotten some messages on Twitter regarding the Don't Worry Darling review. I haven't seen it yet. Like I said, I have been traveling a lot. I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling again this weekend as I'm heading to Atlanta for a wedding. But Haley and I are planning on seeing it on Monday, or excuse me, the Sunday we return. We're going to see it, and then we're going to do a podcast right after. So that will be Wednesday's episode that we're going to be doing that for. And also make sure you stay tuned for next week's Friday episode, as you're going to be getting yourself a chance to win something very, very cool, as Ruby Falls and ESPN Chattanooga are teaming up this fall to scare the daylights out of you. All of you, if you listen to Press Row, The Word with G, watch it. All three of our shows, this is your chance, as we're going to be giving away pairs of tickets to Dread Hollow, which has constantly been called a top 10 haunt in the nation. For the last 5 years, it's been doing that. And on all of the shows this week, coming up next week, rather, the Nightmare is returning, and they have three haunted houses and three brand new horror-themed escape rooms that you can go in and experience. All you have to do is listen to either Press Row, The Word with G, or tune in to the Watch It podcast next week, and you're going to have your chance to win a pair of Dread Hollow tickets. If you want to enter, head over to ESPNChattanooga.com and click on the Dread Hollow banner on the homepage, and you'll see all of the opportunities that you're going to be able to win. So, yeah, definitely want to tune in for that, as we're going to be doing an ultimate what to watch horror guide coming up on the Friday show, and also give you a chance to win on Wednesday with our Don't Worry Darling review, which I've heard some people say a little thriller elements in there. Most people know that movie for all the drama that's going on behind it, with Harry Styles, Olivia Wilde, Florence Pugh, Shia LaBeouf, who's not even in the movie, Chris Pine. Did he or did he not spit on him? Spitgate. But yeah, we're going to check that out. It's a movie that I got to see how it turns out. I really need to see it. But let's go through month by month the rest of the year to talk about some of the movies that I'm very excited for, as it is starting to be award season. Some of the movies I'm going to talk about, not necessarily award movies. Not necessarily. But still very excited for them. And starting off, it's going to be in October. Of course, Halloween Ends. Going to be coming up on October 14th. The final, quote-unquote, saga of the Halloween franchise. Jamie Lee Curtis coming back. Michael Myers, of course, coming back. And Danny McBride staying on as producer. I loved the first of the three Halloween reboots. I really, really enjoyed the first one. You had that great opening segment with the podcasters. That guy, he's kind of like that guy, but he's on House of the Dragon now as Jason Lannister. Kind of funny character there. And I loved having Jamie Lee Curtis back, and I loved that it truly felt like the original two Halloween movies. And then Halloween Kills, I believe. Yeah, Halloween Kills it was called. Not a fan of that one. You had that dude from The Breakfast Club. He came back. He didn't even look like him. He almost looked more like Malcolm McDowell. And it was how, like, all the kids who were the kids of the babysitters, like the people the babysitters were supposed to be watching, came back, and they wanted to team up and beat Michael Myers. That was terrible. I don't know what they were thinking. And Jamie Lee was in the movie for like 5 minutes. Don't know what that was all about. But still, Halloween Ends, coming to theaters. You're going to be able to watch this one. I know Halloween Ends, or Halloween Kills, was available on Peacock. Don't think we're going to be getting this on Peacock immediately, that is. We'll be coming there soon, but I'm going to go check this one out in theaters. Got to be in the theaters for the last installment of this. And another movie that I'm kind of looking forward to, kind of not, now that the whole Don't Worry Darling thing is out, I'm a little more hesitant about this movie, and that's going to be My Policeman. It's going to be about 1950s Britain, that there's a school teacher who falls in love with a policeman, or a policeman falls in love with a school teacher, but at the same time, he's entered into this gay relationship. It's going to be starring Harry Styles and David Hawson. Emma Corrin's also going to be in this. It's directed by Michael Grandage, who is kind of a smaller director. Most known for a lot of theatrical and in stage productions, but he did make recently, I believe in like 2016, he made a movie, Max Perkins, that had Colin Firth, Jude Law, Nicole Kidman, and Laura Linney in it. And My Policeman going to be an Amazon Studios release. Prior, like I said, to seeing Harry Styles, those clips that are coming out of Don't Worry Darling and his acting chops, Little less excited about this one, but, you know, I'm still going to give it a shot. And also, we have All Quiet on the Western Front, one of my favorite books of all time, coming to Netflix. A really, really good-looking adaptation of that story. Very excited to see what they do with it. Really seems like they're taking the source material closely, or at least I hope they do, because the book itself just sets it up for an incredible gritty war story. Of course, the 1930s All Quiet on the Western Front is an absolute masterpiece, and this looks like it's returning to that form, kind of blending into the 1917 style that we saw. I wasn't crazy about 1917, but this looks to be kind of fixing some of the issues that I had with 1917. But those are my big three for the month of October. Moving on to my birthday month of November, we have Amsterdam. That's when I'm going to be seeing in theaters. I just wish it was directed by someone else, as David O. Russell is a massive piece of shit, and I'm really not a big fan of most of his movies. I thought American Hustle and Joy were pretty terrible movies, if I'm being honest. I did like Silver Linings Playbook, but you kind of have to see Amsterdam because of the cast, as everybody seems like they're in this movie. Christian Bale, John David Washington, Taylor Swift's in this, Margot Robbie's in this, everyone's in this. So I want to check that out to see how it is, how it ends up, and I'm excited to see it. But like I said, just wish it was somehow directed by someone who wasn't a massive, massive piece of shit. And then, of course, there's Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. That's going to be coming out on November 11th. Of course, this is kind of a movie that doesn't need an introduction. Everyone's kind of eager to see what they're doing with this, how they follow up Black Panther, which was one of the best movies in the entire MCU, and no Chadwick Boseman going to be in this. But we are seeing what's going to happen to the Black Panther role, get an introduction to Ironheart, which is going to be coming to Disney Plus soon. So very excited to see what Ryan Coogler does with this. And it's actually going to be the second longest MCU movie. That information came out today. And another movie in November I'm looking forward to is going to be The Fabelmans, which is Steven Spielberg's upcoming movie, which is kind of taking a step back from his other movies in the sense that some of his other movies were these big, blown-out monster stories. But this one takes it down. It's about a kid who just loves movies, kind of like Steven Spielberg. It's going to have Julia Butters is in this, Gabriel LaBelle, Michelle Williams, Paul Dano, Seth Rogen, David Lynch is also going to be in this movie. Very, very excited to see what they do with this. It's been a minute since Steven Spielberg has released a movie that I've just been head over heels with. But everything about what I'm seeing from this movie leads me to believe that it's not going to fall short. Not going to fall short at all. It has right now, just from early screenings, everything's looking good coming out of this, and very excited to see it. So specifically, it's going to be about a family growing up in post-World War II Arizona when a young man named Sammy Fabelman discovers a shattering family secret and explores how the power of films can help them. So a little bit autobiographical maybe from the man himself, Steven Spielberg. So very excited to see how that turns out. And of course, we also have White Noise coming out in late November. White Noise is going to be Noah Baumbach's new movie. If you're not familiar with that name, he made Marriage Story, Squid and the Whale, Meyerowitz Stories. Very excited for this. And it's going to be about a college professor who him and his family have this comfortable suburban life when it's suddenly upended by a toxic chemical leak, kind of like a pandemic is released, and it forces the family to evacuate. This is coming out on Netflix, kind of the last of those big Netflix passion projects that the studios at Netflix were greenlighting, letting those directors get it all out before they kind of had to dial back their operation and really give up some of that big money over to Apple TV, who can obviously afford that. One of the richest companies out there who has been putting out some really good content. And moving over to December of 2022, believe it or not, very excited. Real quick, I'm just going to hit on this. We have Puss in Boots, Last Wish. Big Puss in Boots guy. Big time. Piss in Boots. I'm going to keep that in there. I would cut it out, but I kind of like that. But in December 22, we have that. And we also have Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, which is coming to Netflix. That is different, very different from the Pinocchio that we saw that's coming to Disney Plus with Tom Hanks. Not crazy about that one, but Guillermo del Toro is a director who I radically trust, especially after Nightmare Alley. I mean, come on, man. Come on. I gotta see this. Nightmare Alley was one of my favorite releases of 2021. And of course, always excited for a new Guillermo del Toro movie. And then also we have Babylon. That's gonna be coming out on Christmas. This is a movie that was kept very tightly under wraps until recently. We got a small trailer that was a perfect trailer, didn't give you anything, held close, didn't pull any punches. And when we saw it, man, it looks good. This is gonna be starring Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, Tobey Maguire, also gonna have Ethan Suplee in this one, who's a guy that I'm a big fan of. It's kind of like an old Hollywood story, one of those big sweeping stories that you get, and Damien Chazelle proved that he is more than capable of handling those stories with his movies like La La Land and, of course, Whiplash, which was a more contained movie, but in La La Land, we really got to see what happens when that guy can go out of his comfort zone or his previously known comfort zone. Maybe La La Land truly is that and do something crazy. And, of course, now he has Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie to make this story happen. Very, very excited. And, of course, can't forget about Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery coming to Netflix. Loved the first Knives Out. Total blindside surprise of a movie. Thought I was going to like it a lot. Wasn't ready for me to walk out and it'd be one of my favorite movies of 2019. Excited to see Daniel Craig come back into the role of Benoit Blanc. It's funny, he read that interview. It's like, I kind of forgot how to do the voice, he said. So he had to relearn that. Cast of this movie is wild. When you look into it, Kate Hudson, I haven't seen Kate Hudson in a movie in a while. Really, really good to have her back into the theaters. And of course, Avatar Way of Water. I mean, come on. Everyone's going to see this movie just to see how it turns out. Probably going to be one of the biggest movies of all time, if I had to imagine. And I don't think it's going to necessarily overtake the first one and how popular that is. But we are going to see about that. And real quick, 2023, there are some projects that I'm looking very forward to. Some of those, just real quick off the top, John Wick Chapter 4, that's slated for March of 2023. And Scream 6, which is a really quick turnaround, as in February of 2022, we had Scream 5. And Creed 3 is supposed to be coming out. Creed 2 totally lost me. I was way in to the first Creed movie, which was awesome, arguably even better than Rocky. And then in June 23, moving forward, Indiana Jones 5 coming out. The Last Ride with Harrison Ford. You know I love Harrison Ford, but that is all the time that we are going to have today for the Watch It podcast. Wanted to have a quick episode out for you today. Going to rest the pipes for this Friday episode that we're going to be having. It's going to be a fun one. A very, very fun one, in fact. And if you listen, like I said, you're going to have a chance to learn how to win a pair of tickets to Dread Hollow this year, one of the top 10 haunts in America. It's that time of year. It's spooky season, and we have a lot of spooky podcasts coming up here, so don't miss it on the Watch It podcast.